This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, with the weather we were having last week in Sydney, it doesn't take much to get sunburnt. We all know the importance of using sunscreen, but if you're anything like me, you're probably not very scientific about it. I just kind of, you know, slap it on when I remember. What is the best way to use sunscreen? Is it safe to use it every day? And does it really prevent skin cancer? Professor Ian Olver is the CEO of the Cancer Council, and he's kindly joined me this morning. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
Well, firstly, how does UV light actually damage skin?
Well, the worst of the damage probably is the fact that it can alter the genetic material in the middle of the cell, and that's what can trigger a cancer. But, of course, it damages other parts of the skin, so it can cause premature ageing as well. Mm. And if you essentially have enough damage to the skin to cause the tanning, then that's enough damage to cause cancer and premature ageing later on. So that's a good rule of thumb.
Well, of course, you can have damage without tanning as well. I'm someone who just can't physically tan and have already had a couple of basal cell carcinomas cut out. Does using sunscreen every day, has it been proven to prevent cancer?
Yeah, look, there was a study from Queensland last year that actually showed that people that applied these sunscreen every day actually decreased their rate of melanoma. They assumed that would be the case, but this study actually showed it. They followed them out. So it is helpful to use it. What we do, we've got an app on the iPhone where SunSmart app where we can show people what the UV index is wherever they are around Australia every day. And essentially, if it's 3 and above, you would benefit from using sunscreen. If it's less than 3, it's probably quite safe to be in the sun.
Okay, and for those who don't have iPhones, you've actually got that online too, don't you?
We have it on our website, yeah.
Yeah, and so basically you don't need to use sunscreen every day all the time.
No, you don't. Usually even in the summer, in the earlier part of the day and the later part of the day, the sun's intensity is less and you can walk around. Of course, we need some sun to produce vitamin D, but you don't have to produce it at the time when it's likely to damage your skin.
Yeah, because vitamin D deficiencies do seem to be becoming more common. I guess it's about, though, being in the sun at times when it's not as likely to burn you. Is that right?
That's right. So if the peak of the day between 10 and 3 is when the sun is most intense in the summer, then going out before that and after that can be quite safe. And you only need a few minutes a day to the equivalent of your arms and face to generate your day's supply of vitamin D in the summer. And in the winter, you probably need 2 or 3 hours a week. But most people would get that in their normal activities.
Okay. Well, the thing that I guess shocked me most when I went through my skin cancer was that it seems you don't actually have to get burnt to get skin cancers. Like, you might not necessarily have been badly burnt. Is that right?
Well, it depends. Sometimes with non-melanoma skin cancer, you just need fairly continual exposure. And of course, some people with very fair skin don't actually tan. They just sort of go red and peel and it heals. And that's rather unfortunate. And they get used to the fact that they're very sensitive to the sun and use protection.
Okay. Well, today there's been some news around about supermodel Giselle. She's attracted criticism for saying that sunscreen is poison and that she refuses to put it on her skin. What's your view on that?
Well, I think that could be quite irresponsible because we're trying to say that what's more poisonous, if you like, is the effect of UV light, particularly in a country like Australia during the summer, where we know it's going to cause damage, not just the sunburn that you'll get the next day, but the actual chance of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancer and problems with premature ageing of the skin. So we know that that happens. Some people get irritated by sunscreens, but they're usually not due to the things like zinc and titanium that block the sun. They're usually due to other things like skin conditioners, preservatives that are added. Mm-hmm. You can usually buy another brand that will have a different formulation and find one that suits you.
There is a little bit of concern around, I don't think it's very widespread, but about nanoparticles like titanium dioxide. Do you think there's any reason that people should avoid those nanoparticles?
Well, they're in not all sunscreens, but some have them. And the idea in sunscreens is that if you've got a nanoparticle formulation, it's colourless, and so you don't see it when you apply it to the skin. Mm. There's been a little bit of animal work, but not enough for the authorities to withdraw the sunscreens, because although there is a theoretical chance that that may promote the zinc or titanium getting into the through the skin,
yeah.
No one's ever been able to actually demonstrate that damage, and people have been using nanoparticle sunscreens for years. I will say, however, that if you're worried about that, I mean, I think they should be labelled so that people can avoid them if they want to.
So how can you tell when you look at the packet whether it does or doesn't have nanoparticles?
Can't at the moment, but I mean, any sunscreen that wasn't colourless is unlikely to be nanoparticle.
That wasn't colourless, okay,
yeah, so
that
you
has
know,
colour.
The zinc cream or something with a big white stripe, then that's there'd be no point having nanoparticles in that. The Cancer Council range actually doesn't carry nanoparticles either, but what we like to say is that any sunscreen that's labelled 30-plus broad spectrum and water resistant, those things are standards, and anything labelled with that should give you adequate protection.
Okay, all right. And so what are the main things that people need to remember about actually how to use sunscreen effectively?
Well, I think the most important thing is that it should be reapplied every 2 hours, because in the course of running around, it does tend to disappear. So in the heat of the summer, you should reapply it regularly and make sure you put a reasonable amount on so that you get good coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only the sunscreen. The better thing to do is a hat and sunglasses and a shirt,
mm-hmm.
Seeking shade during the hottest part of the day and just using the sunscreen for the exposed areas.
And what about for kids? Is it pretty much apply the same?
Oh, very much so. I mean, the kids are more sensitive and arguably they need to be more obsessional, really, about having sunscreen applied. They've got very sensitive skin.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for taking a bit of time to explain it all to us today, Professor Olver. Yeah, that's...
Have a good summer.
Thank you. What's left of it? That's Professor Ian Olver. He's the CEO of the Cancer Council.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.